We continue with Mishnah Berurah on Yom Hilchos Shabbos. Simin Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yud says the Mechaber Adam Shalomal May Olam Lo Yomo B'Shabbos. Someone who has never performed a bris milah before should not perform his first bris milah on Shabbos because we're afraid that maybe he will mess up and he will not be mekayim the mitzvah appropriately, and therefore he will have performed a malacha shelo b'makom mitzvah because he will perform cholvel or whatever malacha is involved in the act of a bris milah, but since he is not performing a mitzvah, he does not have any right to do so. But if he has performed the milah once before, then he's allowed to do it on Shabbos, even if he is the father. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even if he is the father, meaning you might have thought that the father, it is not a psik resha delo nichalei, it is nichalei, meaning he wants this blood to come out, etc. He wants the malacha to occur because he wants the mitzvah to occur. So therefore it's nichalei for him. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's nichalei for other people as well, because they also want the mitzvah to occur. So therefore, it is equal. Everyone is equal in this, and therefore, there's no difference between the father doing it on Shabbos or anyone else doing it on Shabbos. If a mole comes and says that he has done a milah before, the Mishnah Berurah says that he is believed, and you don't need to question him. He doesn't need to bring a proof. He can now do it on Shabbos. In Yordea, Simen Reish Samach Vav, the Ramah says that two people should not perform the milah. Only one person should perform it, not one do the milah and one do the priya. When it is being done on Shabbos, however, many achronim disagree and say that you could be mekel. And says Mishnah Berurah, the minhag is to have two different people on Shabbos do it. One can do the milah and one can do the priya. The Yeshuas Yaakov says as well that a third person is allowed to do the mitzitza as well, if that is what they prefer. If somebody knows that they can do the bris milah, even though they've never done it before, and there's no one else there, the Shavas Yaakov says that one can be made to allow this person to do it on Shabbos as well. Simen Shin Lamed Beis Shelo Yaleid HaBehemah B'Shabbos. Sif Aleph, Eim Yaldein Es HaBehemah B'Shabbos. One is not allowed to help the mother of animal give birth because there is a lot of tircha involved in that, and that is not permissible for the animal. Sif Beis, Eim Afarkasin L'Behemah Gildei Makav Lo Sachanos HaBeshemen. You can't do these things to help the wounds of the animal, any scabs that they may have, putting oil on it, etc. The honeymilu gemar maka the lake elamishum tainug. That is only if you are just giving it pleasure. Aval betchilas maka dika tzara shari. But to help it with the tzara that is involved in it, that is allowed. And we assume that this is because of tzar balechaim, which we have seen in the past, would be matir certain prohibitions. Sif gimel im achla karshin and harbe mistaris yachol aritza bechatzer kedesha tiyaga visis rabe. If the animal ate a lot of certain foods that are bothering them, you are allowed to walk it around and allow it to improve. This is because even though we find the gzer of shechikah samimanim when it comes to healing for people, that does not apply to an animal, because someone is not so crazy regarding their animal that they would come to make their own medicine. We would only say that by a person, not by an animal. So the gzer of shechikah samimanim of refuah does not apply to animals. And if it is so close that it is going to die, that you would be bahul, that you would want to save it from dying, that is also mutter, because if we don't allow you to do this, then you might come to be over on Isurei de'oraisa. We would not allow you to be over on Isurei de'oraisa, even if it was going to die, but you could have a non-Jew do it, the Sharetzion explains, once again, because of this heter of Tzar Balei Chaim. Because there is no Isser of Shechikah Salmanim, Chazanish says that you can shmear different oils to help it, different creams to help the animal, because there is no Gzera of Shechikah Salmanim. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that when there is Tzar Balei Chaim and Hefzeh Merubah involved, you can even be over on Isser Durabanan. The Chazanish says if you can wait, then it's best to, but you can be over on Isser Durabanan, but never be over on Isser Doraisa, even for Tzar Balei Chaim. If there is something wrong with the blood, you are allowed to put it in water to cool it down if its temperature went up. If there's a suffix that it might even die, then not only can you put it in water, but you can ask a non-Jew to do the bloodletting in order to save this animal's life.